Our meditation for this last Sunday of July will be based upon our gospel reading and the account of Jesus' disciples asking him to teach them to pray and his giving us the Lord's Prayer and a story to communicate to us the importance of persistent prayer. Grace and peace to you from God our Heavenly Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. As the story goes, when little Susan was informed that her mother was pregnant, she excitedly exclaimed how much she wanted a baby sister. "Why don't you pray for that?" her parents told her. And so she did, every night for months. One day at school, she told her friends at the playground what she was doing, and they made fun of her, telling her that prayer was a bunch of nonsense. Discouraged, Susan stopped praying. A few months later, her mother went into labor, and a day later, her grandparents, who had been watching her, brought Susan to the hospital to meet the family's new addition. Upon walking into her mother's room, her father introduced her to her new three baby sisters, her mother having given birth to triplets. "Aren't you glad you prayed for a sister?" her mother asked. Little Susan replied, "Aren't you glad I stopped praying when I did?" Prayers, they tend to be one of those things that we only do on occasion, and when we do pray, we tend to make them as short and sweet as possible. After all, we're busy. And when our prayers are not answered immediately or in a manner we wanted, we stop and become discouraged, thinking that our prayer just doesn't really seem to matter. But Jesus tells us they do matter. St. Luke informs us that one day Jesus had been praying, and when he had finished, his disciples asked him a question. Of course, by this time, his disciples should have known to never ask Jesus a question if you don't want to hear an honest answer. I mean, ask him who's your neighbor, and you will get a lesson on having an act of compassion for other people. Ask him if you should pay your taxes, and you will get a lesson on how your priorities in life get all messed up. Ask him how many times you should forgive your neighbor for allowing his dog to do his business in your yard, and you will be challenged with your own inability to forgive. So I guess it's no surprise that in today's scripture, when Jesus' disciples ask him about prayer, that he would not only give to us a model prayer, but also a lesson on how often we ought to be praying. And I think the reason why Jesus told this parable is because he knows we don't pray nearly as often as we should, and that we are likewise not patient enough to wait for or wise enough to accept God's answers to our prayers. Honestly, how many of us have become easily discouraged when a prayer of ours seems to have been ineffective, and so we stop praying after only giving it a go a few times? I've often heard people use the excuse that if God already knows everything, why bother praying? But friends, there is a purpose to prayer beyond it merely being simply a list of wants and desires. Allow me to share this little story to illustrate my point. A mother sent her fifth-grade son up to bed one night, reminding him not to forget his prayers. A short time later, walking past her son's room, she overheard him praying, "Please, Lord, let it be Tokyo." Curious, when he'd finished praying, his mother poked her head in his room and asked what he meant by "let it be Tokyo." "Oh," her son replied, "we had our geography in exam at school today, and I was praying that God would make Tokyo the capital of France." The meaning, of course, is that prayer is not to be approached as some kind of magical means to get God to do what we want, but rather prayer is meant to benefit us with the knowledge that we literally have a personal relationship with God and that we have permission to bring to Him our concerns, burdens, and desires, that we have a direct line to God and His promise that He will pick up anytime we call. There is the story that Abraham Lincoln had a standing rule about access to the Oval Office. Everyone had to first seek an audience through the appropriate channels, but that his son, Tad, could come in at any time and with any concern. It is said that the president would drop everything, even stop a conversation, in order to devote his attention to his child. Well, friends, as a child of God, you have access not to the president of the United States, but rather to someone much more powerful, God. So why wouldn't we use that privilege? But admittedly, due to our fallen nature, prayer does not come naturally to us, but God, who speaks to us through His holy word, has told us that He wants us to respond to Him in prayer. So we just need to make the time to do so. I personally pray when I'm doing my 5-mile walk every day. And yes, I will use the Lord's Prayer as an outline. Luther's Catechism can help us here, but here's an example. I will begin by addressing God as my Father and acknowledge my adoption through my baptism. And then I will ask for help to keep God's name holy in my conduct, so as to not dishonor Him in any way, and asking Him to overlook my past failures and for the ones I know I will commit. Honestly, nothing concerns me more than being an instrument that leads someone away from faith. And then I will ask that His will be done through me and ask for His guidance in doing this, since on my own I know I will mess up, so that others might be brought into His kingdom. And of course, I will then ask for my daily bread. That is, those things that I'd like, such as good health for myself, my family, and others. I will ask that He intercede on behalf of others. And yes, I will ask for material blessings if I believe I lack something, yet always acknowledging that His will be done. And always, always giving thanks for what I already have been blessed with. Friends, it's okay to ask. Just realize and accept that the answer may be no. And if it is no, to understand that it's in our best interest and His kingdom's. And then the big request, asking for the forgiveness of my many, many sins, and plead with Him to preserve me from sinning, and ask Him for the help to forgive others. I believe Luther's advice here, that we put the best construction on everything that is said and done to us, is helpful. I mean, if you just assume that someone who has hurt you wasn't doing so intentionally, that will go a long way in being able to forgive them, as we ourselves are forgiven of our offenses against God through Christ. And very much connected to that is asking for help to resist the temptation to sin. Basically, what I'm doing is asking God to save me from myself. And finally, that I and those whom I've prayed for may be delivered from evil, that which comes from the devil, and whatever evil may be lurking within our society. You'd be amazed how many miles you will have walked while you are in conversation with God. A pilot of a small airplane was flying one day following the twists and turns of a major highway, and he observed all the traffic below. One car in particular caught his attention. He could see a red car attempting to pass a large semi-truck, but because of all the oncoming traffic, over and over again, the car would try to pull out, but was forced to retreat. The pilot, of course, from his vantage point, could see down the road, and thought to himself, if only that driver had a means to talk with me, I could tell him when and where it would be safe to pass. I assume you get the point. God knows perfectly well what we need in this life. And prayer is how we talk to God. The question is, do you bother to ask him when it's safe to pass? And do you trust him and his guiding word as you travel the road of life? There is one thing you'll notice when you read the Gospels. Jesus prayed a lot. And if he, our Savior, prayed, ought we not to? He who gave his life as a ransom for our sins so that we could call upon God our Father as Christ did. Jesus said in today's lesson, "If you then, who are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will the Heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him?" So, like Abraham in today's Old Testament, let us trust that God will hear and respond to our requests, and let us approach him with bold, confident, consistent prayers. Amen.